I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin. Wake up!
Victory Wednesday, as it were. Big win last night. Let's keep it rolling today for our San Diego Padres. Try to get on a little bit of a streak here, man. I do not want to come in tomorrow. This, that, and we ran into a buzzsaw and all the other crap you hear out of our mouths every day. Tip your hat some nights. I'm tired of myself. I really am. I'm tired of my own platitudes about this baseball team. I'm Woodsy, by the way. That is, to my right, Frank Marchese. Italian Paul, as we call him, and to my left
looks like Marchese.
Yeah, it looks like Marchese, but it's Marchese. Oh, there he is. Ben Higgins joins us as well. I was actually a little nervous yesterday, Ben. Before you got here, Italian Paul filling in for Paulie. He's in Las Vegas right now, living it up. Looks like he's having the time of his life.
He ordered. Can we tell him?
Yeah.
So
we're going to tell all his stories before he comes back. Tell them. But, so then tomorrow we're like, yeah. We already got this one.
But they went to an early dinner. I mean, he's still a morning show guy. So.
I loved that. I talked to him yesterday, actually, on the phone. And I said to him, when's dinner? He was going to a really nice steakhouse. He goes, 5. And I go, I love that. That's you eat like I do.
Yeah.
Hannah and I on vacation.
But
at home, 4 p.m., I'm cooking dinner.
As you can imagine, at 5 o'clock at a swanky Las Vegas steakhouse, the place is... It's a desert. It's deserted. There's no one there. They're the only couple. They're the only people, at least in Paul's picture, in the entire restaurant.
A big, massive Vegas steakhouse. They're the only ones there, which is fantastic.
It's like private dining.
Yes.
That's when you have the waiter sing happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Paulie says, am I the jerk, essentially? Because I ordered the table side old fashioned.
Absolutely not.
The bartender comes over with a bar cart, mixes it all up.
He smokes it.
The whiskey like at the table with a smoker and put it in there to give it a little smoke flavor as well. And Paulie said, "Is that so obnoxious that we're the only customers and I make him come over and
fix
my
time
drink?"
To do it.
Best quality.
I mean, they're bored. They're not doing anything right now. That's when the place is jammed. It's 7:30. Every table is full. They're all running around with like chickens with their heads cut off, and then you order the tableside old fashioned. That's when you're the jerk at the restaurant.
Well, and even then, you're not really, because they offer it.
That's exactly.
You know, they offer. They want to show you. They want to show you their wares.
They're proud of
they're
it.
Proud
right?
of
I hope,
it. Yeah,
I hope so.
It's an art form. You know, being a good mixologist. I was a bartender for many years. Was never really that great at it. Really BS'd my way into that gig. I mean, fully fake it till you make it type. The first time I had to make a martini, I was like, what? What's vermouth? How much do I put? I had no idea. And you fake it till you make it. But, yeah, Paulie looks like he's having a great time. The other reason was they wanted to go to Topgolf, and they wanted to do it after dinner. And I said, bro, after a meal like that, I'm going back to my room. I'm putting the iPad on. I'm falling asleep. Even in Vegas, 100% would happen. And he goes, yeah, but we really love Topgolf. So they went to Topgolf. Looked like they had a blast at Topgolf. So good for them. Happy 3-year anniversary to Paulie and his wife, Megan.
So everyone tomorrow, when Paulie tells these stories, pretend you haven't heard them already.
Right.
To make him so he doesn't feel bad.
I'm going to have to shove a sock in my mouth to not be like, yeah, the smoke thing. We told him. I know. It's terrible.
It's probably really difficult to get around Vegas right now because they're repaving half of that.
Are they?
For the Formula One race fall.
I didn't even think of that.
So they're repaving, like, the strip, they're repaving everywhere they're going to be racing. So it's not going to be easy.
We're doing the same thing
right
on the Pacific Coast Highway in Encinitas, and we're not hosting any Formula
One.
Yeah,
there's
races
no Formula
either.
One.
It's just the traffic.
But I was telling you before
inconvenience.
Before you got in yesterday, you know, when we met Italian Paul, I said, "Who's this new kid?" Right, Frank Marchese. I said, "What a name!" I believe there was a. Don't listen to this. I believe Ben, there was a crime family called the Marchese, or it was the Lucchese or the Marchese.
Joey Lucchese?
No.
Of the Joey Lucchese
right.
crime
That's where
family?
I'm getting. It's Marchese, I believe. And I said, do we have a member of La Cosa Nostra in our midst? Which, by the way, I'm all in. I'm fascinated. I'm not going to judge at all. I'm a huge, huge mafia buff. And I asked him yesterday, before you get, I go, what did you do this weekend? And he said, I painted a house. And my heart stopped because if you've ever seen the movie The Irishman, if you're a mob killer, that's what you say. Yeah, I paint houses. I'm like, this dude's out murdering people this weekend, potentially. But I think he actually painted a house. You
no,
really
legitimately painted a house, yes.
Don't lie to me.
Or is that what you say?
I legitimately paint houses.
Paint houses.
That means
still have the paint on me. I still have it
is
on
that the
my
blood?
Blood.
Is that the
of
blood he means he still has on
I, him? Eggshell white blood. I don't know who has that.
I was fascinated by it. He says, yeah, I painted a house. I go, oh, it was a hit. He did a hit over the weekend.
Yeah, for my Uncle Phil.
For your Uncle Phil. Our Italian Paul, he's done a great job filling in for regular Italian Paul Reindl. So thank you for all your hard work. Please don't kill me. If there is, I'm not judging at all, and I'm not trying to be like anti-Italian, because if there was a mafia sign-up class, like if there was a summer camp that I could go into, I would do it. I don't want to hurt anybody necessarily, but I would like to be part of a family. I think that would be cool.
So here we are. It's the last day of May. Was not a good month. We know it wasn't a good month for the San Diego Padres. How bad was it?
Terrible.
I mean, that's what you feel like, right?
Yeah.
It was a terrible month.
Ass is what it was. It was horrible.
So the Padres' record so far, one game to go, obviously, today, but 25 games in the month of May so far, 10-15 this month, 500. Didn't anticipate the Padres having a month that bad all season long.
Correct.
I went through every single game, just to see how bad it was. So here are the margins of losses. The 15 games the Padres lost in May. Go through them right now for you. Lost by 1 in 10 innings. Lost by 1. Lost by 3 in 10 innings. Lost by 1 in 11 innings. Lost by 2. Lost by 2. Lost by 2. Lost by 4. Lost by 1. Lost by 1. Lost by 5, lost by 2, lost by 2, lost by 1 in 10 innings, and lost by 3.
Doesn't make me feel any better. It makes me feel worse.
I know. The win, so here are the 10 wins, by the way, in May for the Padres. 1 by 5, 1 by 6, 1 by 3, 1 by 5, 1 by 4, 1 by 7, 1 by 3, 1 by 2, 1 by 4, and 1 by 5.
It's a feast or famine,
the Padres
basically
have a plus 13 run differential in the month of May. They've outscored their opponents by 13 runs while managing to go 10-15 because they have been awful in games decided by one or two runs. One, let's see, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 losses by two runs or less, plus one three-run loss that came in 10 innings. So essentially 12 of their 15 losses have been right there. I mean, so close this month that they let so many games get away.
Yeah, but, glass half empty guy, which I probably am right now with the record and all of that, and just knowing the hole that they've dug. Glass half empty says, great. I mean, this actually hurts worse. But, you know, glass half full guy says, well, the pendulum will swing. It's baseball. There's 100 plus games to go. The pendulum will swing, and you will start winning some of those one run games. And listen, trust me. I'll take a 9-4 victory every day. I don't want it. The 3-2 win would be great to see, but I'm not begging for a bunch of 3-2 victories. I want the team to go out and impose their will on opposing teams because they have some of the best players in baseball, and at least one of them is playing like it right now, and that's Juan Soto. He's playing like an absolute G out there. Every time he's got a bat in his hands, you feel that he's confident. I'm confident he's going to get the job done. Came through again last night. Just really, really well done by him. And to battle out of the miserable black hole that he started the season in, a lot of credit goes to him. And, hey, let's give credit where credit is due. If we are going to rake the hitting coaches and everybody else over the coals when things aren't going or when they're going poorly, let's give them some credit for potentially helping him get out of this slump as well, because he's on fire right now. Nobody wants to throw to that guy. I mean, his eye is locked in as anybody I've ever seen.
Padres with six hits with runners in scoring position last night. Give credit for more than just Soto, too.
No doubt.
Other guys look like they are getting a little bit better. It's not just yesterday either. It's been now a full week.
It has.
Or so.
And there's some L's. Yeah.
We've seen better things in the Padres office. They haven't won all those games,
obviously.
There's
L's in there, yeah.
But I feel like the quality of at-bats
much better.
Have been much more in line with what we expected from the Padres. And I think going back to what you said, I think you were right on two counts. You're absolutely right. When you lose a ton of close games, common wisdom in baseball says those will even out.
Yeah,
they'll
turn around.
Padres won't have the worst record in one-run games all season long.
But they could.
They'll win some of those. But, again, you're also right in that they could. And there's no guarantee that because the Padres have played bad in the close games early that they're just automatically
magically
going to
flip
play.
The switch.
Or, you know, they may start losing 4- and 5-run games, you know, if things get worse. I don't think that this team is that bad. I don't think we're going to see worse than we saw in the month of May. I may have to eat my words at some point, but I firmly believe that we just lived through the worst month of the 2023 season for the San Diego Padres.
I sure hope so. I have a lot more. I know that everyone's scarred from 2021, falling off a cliff as they did, infighting, the whole thing, no one respecting the manager. You know, it was tough, man. It was a tough, tough stretch to be us and to be the Padres and to be the fans. It was a really, really tough stretch. We know that that exists, and we know that that happened. This is different, in my opinion. Tatis is healthy. He was banged up at that time. The shoulder was hanging. He swinging with one arm, basically. The wrist was jacked. Everything was messed up. And they did. They fell off a cliff at that point. It would really surprise me if the hole got much, much bigger as June gets here. I feel like guys are, like you said, it's starting to click a little bit for a lot of guys, and we'll see, man. We will absolutely see what happens. But I last night was encouraging. The last week has been encouraging, Ben. Being down to the Yankees, you know, in the third inning and battling back and being a swing away, there is something to be said for that. There's no moral victory, certainly, but we are seeing better ABs, and we're seeing more contributions from guys, and that's what you need.
And there's potentially good news on the horizon. We'll get to that. Coming up, an update on the potential return of Manny Machado, and then Eric Grubner, the CEO of the Padres, will join us to talk about the new Padres viewing options in the wake of Bally Sports San Diego losing the rights to the team, not making their payment yesterday. We will talk to Eric Grubner coming up at the bottom of the hour, so don't go anywhere. More Ben and Woods on the way after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I know it feels like the Padres are the only team that's been in the torture chamber this year, but every team lives through it at some point.
Yeah, we're in the sorry seven, though.
Yeah, we're in the sorry seven. You know who's not in the sorry seven? The Atlanta Braves. Great start to the season. Very solid, as usual. They lost their second straight to the Oakland A's.
Dude,
yesterday.
That's
the Oakland A's have only
baseball.
Won two in a row twice all season.
That's it.
They have 12 wins all year. Two of them have come the last 2 days against the Atlanta Braves.
Is that just a case of we're taking our foot off the gas because we think we can beat the A's with one hand tied behind our back? I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense. And has probably killed more than one or two parlays in the last few days, my friend, because you look at Braves A's and you go, that's a lock.
When do the Padres play the A's? For some reason, I feel like those are now going to be like the most pressure-packed games, because you feel like you're giving up ground on the rest of the league if you don't sweep the A's. Like, the Braves are just punting a couple of games. They've already wrecked this entire series. They could get swept today.
You gotta, like, it wouldn't surprise me if they're losing two in a row to the A's if you walked in the Braves clubhouse and guys are just staring at themselves in the mirror, putting cold water on their face, like giving a pump-up speech.
When is this a home or road series?
It's a road series in Oakland, September 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Man, September, late in the season.
By that point,
the A's will be well over 100 losses.
Oh,
Padres
yeah.
will, based on how things are going, they'll probably be very important games.
Massive.
To try to, you know, wild card position, whatever. Massive games
September. For the love of God.
Against the Oakland A's on the road. And all of a sudden, I'm already nervous about these games.
And I'll be rooting very, very hard for you guys because, seriously, the 62 Mets, we've had the record long enough.
That's right.
Someone else can have it. Please, somebody else take it. I got very mad at Baltimore a couple years ago. They got 118.
What's the record?
Oakland's right now?
No, the 62 Mets.
40-120.
That's a rough year.
Their
first year. Yeah.
But the A's are on pace for a worse record than that right now. So they're a third of the way through the season. The A's have played now 57 games. So they're three games past a third of the season. So they are on pace for 35 wins, I believe, at this point of the season, which would then be 127 losses. Ooh. 35 and 127 is their current pace. That would probably leave them about 70 games behind the Texas Rangers, currently leading the American League West at the end of the year.
We got
70 games.
We got... there's my man Mark in the tweet is asking some questions, right? About, you know, what needs to be done, you know, blah, blah, blah. What needs to be done? Do you shake this team up? He says, we're not even in the hunt right now. And we are. We absolutely are in the hunt.
The Padres?
Yeah. We're absolutely in the hunt.
Or the A's, because
no,
they're
the
not in the hunt.
The A's are not in the hunt. There's a handful of teams in baseball you can say are not in the hunt. We're not one of them.
Padres are 2.5 games out of a playoff spot.
Correct. That's very much in the hunt, Mark. So I understand. I'm as confounded. I'm as confused. I'm as bitter about the first third of the season as anybody. I really am. I mean, but to say we're not in the hunt, it's a bit short-sighted. There's still two-thirds of the season to go. You hopefully we'll be getting some reinforcements back. Guys in the bullpen, guys coming off the IL. And, hey, listen, it's A.J. Preller. Don't be surprised if something major happens at the deadline. Now, again, that presents its own problems, as we've seen in the past. But there's still plenty of time, and to be 2.5 games out of a playoff spot is definitely in the hunt. So, tranquilo, hijo.
And
tranquilo.
Speaking of those reinforcements, as I teased, Manny Machado seems to be getting closer. In fact, quoted yesterday as he continues to do more work, hitting off the velocity machine in the batting cage, taking grounders in the field. Said, heavy workload days, still feels some discomfort in the hand, but he'll be ready to come back fairly soon. In fact, he said, quote, it could be tomorrow. I could wake up tomorrow and be like, I'm ready to go. Let's go. They're really kind of targeting Friday still, I believe, for the homestand opener against the Cubs. It might be a couple of days after that. Manny said, I get back. I want to be 100%.
The
hand
agree.
Is always something that needs to be 100%. I mean, I do everything with it. Catch, hit. I got to have that flick. We hit all day. Everything we do is with our hands. So you want to be able to recover quickly. Be 100% so that recovery is not so bad. That's the biggest thing is the recovery tomorrow. And then he admitted, well, I mean, the whole self is never going to be 100%. He always says that. Once the season starts, nobody is 100% every single day in a baseball season. You're just trying to manage your way through 162 games with various injuries, strains, sprains, bruises. Everyone is dealing with something once the baseball season starts. But whatever Manny was dealing with, and before the hand, he clearly was
back,
was dealing with something. Hopefully this time off, and he kind of winked and smiled, said, I've been working on some things in the cage. Hopefully this time off will have allowed whatever else was kind of bothering him time to settle down, and once that hand is then healed, we'll see more of a Manny Machado that we're accustomed to in San Diego.
And
when
as you mentioned last week, your big epiphany, and I think it's definitely worth bringing back again. As Manny goes, so do the teams that he plays for. It happened with the Orioles. It's happened with the Padres. When Manny's hot, the team plays better. And don't know why that is. Just one of those weird.
And other than the very obvious, he's a productive baseball player, His production is going to help no matter what.
Yeah, but you've seen Mike Trout win MVPs in Anaheim.
It doesn't help the other guys.
Manny seems to
help the other guys more.
It's weird how it works, but you have every year of his career, it's exactly what's happened. So if he does come back and is healthy, like you said, and is feeling refreshed and recharged and all of that, I do not want to rush him back. I don't. I would love to see him. Obviously, Miami is his hometown. Tell me he doesn't want to be out there playing third base today. But I do like this abundance of caution with Manny. Make sure you are as close to 100% as you can, because we got a lot of baseball games left, and a healthy Manny is a good thing for the San Diego Padres.
Sweet scene yesterday as well. If you remember kid who went to the WBC because he was a huge Manny fan, and they got to connect once, and now he went back to watch him play. Didn't get to see him, but Manny got him a bat and met him in person, made this kid's
With him?
Got to meet with him. It was really nice, and just goes to show.
I like Manny, and I haven't gotten a batter. I don't get to sit next to him and do media. Who's a bigger Manny Machado fan?
It's a tough scene for the constant chirping from the national Manny Machado's a bad guy crowd.
Yeah, that narrative's been dead for a while.
Is it?
Since he's been here.
I know it's not true. Is the perception, though, has he done enough in San Diego that people are realizing around the country that Manny's actually a pretty great guy and great for baseball and not this villain character that, the first couple of seasons he was made out to be, and some people never forgot.
Yeah.
They just decided Manny was a villain and would be a villain for his entire career, when in reality, Manny's a terrific guy and a terrific person, and, glad to have him in the clubhouse.
I mean, he's a Padre for life, and I love that. I love that he's going to finish his career here, and he knows he needs to do more when he gets back, and like I said, when he comes back, when he is healthy, when he is refreshed, let's see what he can do. You know, there's still 30 home runs in that bat, I do believe.
Grilling, chilling, and home run hitting. Listen to the Padres game on your smart speaker. Just tell your device to play 97.3 The Fan. That's one way to consume the Padres. How about some of the other ways? We will talk to the CEO, Eric Grubner, who will join us next with the ins and outs of the new ways you can watch the Padres with Bally Sports no longer being the home of the team on television. That is coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Understandably, I'm sensing a little bit of confusion around San Diego the last 12 hours plus about the future of Padres broadcasts on television. Hopefully, we will clear some of that up for our listeners, our Tier 1s here on Ben and Woods. We've got Eric Grubner, the CEO of the Padres, standing by. He will join us right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
From the premier Buick GMC of Carlsbad Traffic Center, part of the premier auto family, here's Kelly Denick.
Traffic is sponsored by Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Got a hit-and-run crash on the northbound 5 right before 28th Street. Does not appear to be blocking lanes, and a crash has just been cleared on westbound King Freeway right before Kelton. Coach Quintero and Joe Musgrove's choice, they're a different kind of dealership looking to be a solid community partner and deliver excellent service. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Chevrolet finds new roads. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Let's go out to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Not a Fryer Friday, but hey, we got some big news here in Padres land, and we're joined by team CEO Eric Grubner. Eric, always good to have you back on Ben and Woods. Good morning to you.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. I am in Miami. I'm kind of walking around the F1 track here that the Dolphins built, and he can ride along with me here as we see what they built out here, but happy to be with you guys.
Well, if they start firing up any cars, we're going to have to let you go. Because, I mean, it's that's not something I want to listen to or over the airwaves, Eric. But I know, obviously, it's been a busy hey, – listen, this is not a surprise what happened yesterday. You guys have been planning and knowing that this was coming. But kind of walk us through your last 48 hours or so.
Yeah, I think, you know, look, we didn't know we'd gotten paid the first couple of rights fee payments from Dynan. You know, we didn't know which way this was going to go. They missed the original payment. They had another two-week period, some grace period to make the payment. And I got a call from their CEO shortly after their board met yesterday, letting me know that they had made the decision that they weren't going to make the payment. So we'd been working for months with Major League Baseball. We'd already been sort of through a fire drill once or twice before. And so I think we're as prepared as we can be. It's never easy to make these sorts of changes in season. You know, we're trying to do our very best to communicate with our fans. But the bottom line is this is a really good development for fans. It means that our games are going to be more widely available. And for the first time in the history of the Padres, you'll be able to stream our games without local market blackout through MLB TV. I think intermediate to long term, this is going to be a really good thing for the fans and for baseball and growing the popularity of the game. But, you know, there are some bumps out of the gate on it, and we're just trying to do our best to navigate those.
Eric, the way I read it, and tell me if I'm wrong, but if you were getting Padres baseball on your TV yesterday, you should still be getting it on your TV today, just probably somewhere different.
Yeah, that's right. So every option you had before, you still have plus more. So there's greater distribution, you know, by the numbers. Previously, when we were on Valley Sports San Diego, you know, our games were available to approximately a million people in our market. Now it'll be available to 3 million people. So we've expanded the reach by almost 200%. And once again, you know, you have the new never-before option of being able to stream the games through MLB TV for just a monthly price. You can also buy out the rest of the season if you want at a slight discount. So there is something that fans have been asking for quite some time now is a true standalone streaming option without local market blackout. We're proud to be the first Major League Baseball team that's making that available, and I think this is going to be the way that the industry moves going forward.
So, Eric, we're talking to Padres CEO Eric Krubner here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, one of the things I saw was, okay, so I'm a season ticket holder. I got MLB TV for free. But now, am I correct? Padres fans are still going to have to pay the $19.99 a month or whatever it is, even though they got it for free. How does that work?
Yeah, so there's basically two different scenarios if you're a Padres fan, right? Either you're in our market or you're not in our market. If you're in our market and you're a season ticket member, one of the benefits has been you get all out-of-market games on MLB TV for free. Nothing has changed with that. But you never received Padres games in market because they were always blacked out. So what's new now is you don't have to pay for something that you were getting before. You now have the option, if you want, to add on the Padres single team package in market. You can now add Padres games. Now, the other scenario is if you're out of market, and I think there's been a little bit of confusion on this, understandably so, because it's a new concept, so we're just trying to do our best to explain it to people. That's why it's helpful for me to be on with you guys today. You are a San Diego Padres fan, and now you are living on the East Coast in North Carolina, and you have the MLB TV out-of-market package. You do not need to buy the Padres single-game package. You will continue to get Padres games because you're out-of-market.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because you're already paying, and you got the app, and you pay the yearly.
You'd be surprised how many tier ones we have in North Carolina
there's so many now.
It's like
actually
an incredible amount.
It's very weird.
It's almost weird.
But we slay in Raleigh-Durham for some reason.
The bottom line, though, is that no one today has to open their checkbook if they don't want to or get out their credit card. If they were already getting Padres baseball on Cox or on DirecTV or on Spectrum or on AT&T UVerse, they don't have to pay additional. They're already paying their cable fee, their satellite fee. They will still get the games on Channel 4 on Cox, Channel 305 on Spectrum, Channel 694-3 on DirecTV. And I've already seen the guide up there on DirecTV where, hey, it's up there, 694-3 or 781 on UVerse. So no one's forced to pay extra today if they don't want to, Eric.
Correct. If you were already subscribing to any of those cable or satellite providers that you mentioned, there will be no disruption other than you're going to have to go to a different channel than what you historically have gone to. Now, there is one area where we've been getting feedback from fans, once again, understandably so, that if they are an authenticated subscriber, so they subscribe to one of those different cable satellite providers that you just mentioned, and thank you for doing that, by the way, they could, through the Bally Sports app, stream games, right? So all of these cable, satellite, cable and satellite TV providers have their own, I believe, streaming app. It's just different than the Bally Sports app. So we're in the process of collecting the information to make it easier for fans to figure out, okay, if I'm a Cox subscriber, I can be an authenticated streamer through the Contour app. So some fans may need to now download the Contour app on their mobile device so they can stream the game, whereas in the past they would have streamed the game through Bally Sports San Diego because that was available to authenticated subscribers. So once again, you know, there is a little bit of disruption here, different channel number, having to navigate how you can stream the games if you're a cable or satellite subscriber. But other than that, it is only making Padres games more available than they were historically. And that, I think, is the really great headline here. Once we get through the initial cutover, educate the fans, this is going to be a really good thing for fans because they can now get Padres games in more ways, and we're basically able to reach the entire, you know, home market with our games.
So based on what you just said, and a little bit of a self-serving question, because I have DirecTV Stream, but I've also seen people tweeting it as well, I'll be able to still watch the Padres games on the DirecTV Stream app just on 694-3 instead of Bally Sports.
Correct. That's exactly right.
Good.
The same question.
Yeah.
Jaime DM'd me earlier and asked me about the DirecTV Stream. All right, let me ask you this question. We're talking to Padres CEO Eric Krubner. This is a lot, right? It's a lot. You have a product. You want your product in front of as many people. We're the exact same. We want as many different ways to consume Ben & Woods as you can get. What are, I guess, your plans, Peter's plans, Are you guys looking to do something different?
You just got into a new business today, right, Eric?
Yeah, right. This is a new, it's like a new business. And so now, you know, moving forward, I know this is not something you guys want to deal with every single year. And where can people watch this team? And I'll be, the record's not great right now, but they're still a really exciting team full of exciting players. Next year, what are the kind of the plans moving forward, Eric?
Yeah, it's a great question. So this move we anticipate is going to be the last move that we have to make for quite some time, as far as, you know, the eye can see. What, under the direction and leadership of the commissioner, what Major League Baseball is doing is, and we're just, we happen to be the first team that's making the move, but they are stepping in and replacing what has become a broken RSN model with RSNs, and it's not just Diamond Sports Group. You know, there's other across the board RSN businesses that are really struggling, right? The amount of subscribers on linear TV, which is cable satellite TV, has continued to erode or decline. And so the business is very challenged. So what MLB has done is basically taken the leadership position of saying, look, we broadcast games really well. We've been broadcasting games to the MLB network for years now, and we think we can do this really well. And so we're going to step in and we're going to take back the rights team by team as they come back. And we are now going to broadcast individual team games locally in their markets. And we're going to make them available in those markets, streaming direct to consumer without a local market blackout. So this is really an evolution of the business model for Major League Baseball, that although all the details have not been worked out yet and it'll take some time to work them out, I do anticipate that eventually most, if not all, the industry will move in the direction that we're moving right now. And you won't have every year going out doing different rights deals. It'll all be through MLB Media, and that's really the future of broadcasting games locally.
Eric, it's been well reported that Don Orsillo, Mark Grant, Bob Scanlon, their team employees, they will be part of the new broadcast. Nothing's going to change there. I know people are wondering, though, about pre- and post-game shows.
Yeah.
Mike Pomeranz, Mark Sweeney, who've been, you know, on Bally Sports for a long time, worked for them. What are pre- and post-game shows going to look like? Is there anything you can share with us about that?
Yeah, so that is something that we're working through with MLB Media right now. I know they've been in communication with Mike and Mark, who do an outstanding job. And we will continue to have pregame and postgame. There'll be a little bit of an interruption for these next couple of games when we're in Miami. It'll look a little different. It'll be a little shorter. It'll be more focused on home games, but there will be postgame shows for both home and road games. So pregame, as of right now, will primarily be for home games, but there'll be a postgame show for both home and road games, and we'll continue to have folks on the sideline getting great interviews with our manager, our coaches, our players, and communicating with the fans about what's going on with the team. So it won't be exactly the way that it was on Bally Sports San Diego. There will be some changes to it, but we anticipate continuing to have Mike and Mark involved, and once again, they do a great job.
I think you've answered pretty much everyone's questions that I saw. Obviously, you know, there might be some more out there, and you know, all information will continue to be conveyed in the coming days. But those are pretty much the big talking points that I saw. So good job there, Eric. I also saw the big announcement about Gallagher Square, the remodel you guys are going to be doing this offseason in the last couple of days. People had questions about that as well.
You got enough on your plate like, what are we doing
here? What's that going to look like for Park at the Park and people who are used to watching the games out on the grass? Will they still be able to see the field from the remodel? I mean, I saw the renderings, though, and I know kids are already excited about that playground out there. You better deliver those slides, the tunnel slides, for Woods' kids.
This is going to be – I'm never going to see a – like, I already can't watch the game when I'm out there with the two demons. Like, this is going to be even tougher. They're going to want to go more, which is exactly what you want. I get it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the question. Yeah, we do have a lot going on. But the entire experience, both on game days and during events, is going to be elevated out in Gallagher Square. We've had 19 years now of living with and operating that space. We've learned a lot. We've also been very careful to collect feedback from the community and our fans on what they want. I think it's a little deceptive from some of the renderings because I've gotten that feedback from fans as well. There's a concern that we're going to be eliminating the berm. We are not. The berm is still going to be there. You're still going to have views in from the berm. But now you're also behind the berm going to have, for the first time, an elevated deck space that'll have built-in concessions for food and beverage. A lot of great amenities. We're going to be elevating Tony's statue. I met with his widow, Alicia, and his son, Tony Jr., colleague of yours, and walked them through everything, and they are super supportive and excited about it. We're going to be relocating the donor pavers, the bricks that surround Tony, and we're going to be elevating his presence in the park. So you're going to have new additional sight lines into the park that are going to make the game experience better. The playground, as you mentioned, is going to be amazing. I think kids are really going to enjoy that, including a new wiffle ball field and a play area that connects the two. And to your point, Ben, Woodsy, you're going to be able to stand up on the deck with your cold adult beverage of choice. You're going to be able, if you want to look into the ballpark, also watch on a new state-of-the-art video board that we're going to be putting in on the back of the batter's eye. And when you want, or probably more likely, Hannah, you can look back and just see the kids. They're playing there. And you're enjoying Padres baseball while your kids are getting a break for a few innings, running around, having a blast. And we think it's actually going to be a really great experience for families.
Well, Anthony in the chat just suggested maybe a zip line across the field from the Western Metal Building. So, I mean, there are no bad ideas in brainstorming. And that's one that I really enjoyed, to see somebody ziplining from Western Metal over to the beach, maybe out
What's
there.
What's the ground rule if it hits the person ziplining on a fly ball? Is that in play?
Ground
is it
rule
foul?
Double.
What is
ground
that?
Rule double.
Ground rule double?
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
Eric,
you,
enjoy the Formula One track in Miami. Stay away from Jesse Agler. He sounds contagious.
Sounds sick.
And we'll see you when you get back to San Diego.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Eric Ruppner, CEO of the Padres, answering your questions.
Zipline.
About the new options, the new streaming options. No options really going away. They're just simply might be on a different channel today than they were yesterday. So check local listings, as it were. Figure out where you're going to watch the Padres game, and you shouldn't have any interruption today for today's game.
Now that's all I can think about. Now that's all I want is a zipline from the... Sit in our ziplining suite. You can go to and fro Western Metal out to the freaking wiffle ball field. Just between innings. All in. I'm all in.
It's only between innings. You can't do it during
the game.
Yeah, you
can't do it during an inning. Yeah. But between innings, you zipline your ass over there for a beer and zipline back with a beer in your hand. I'm all in.
Well, you can only zipline in one direction, right? Up to down.
You can do two separate.
Oh, and then you go back up and then come down. I get it.
Okay. Now, absolutely.
You know some drunken fool does not get stopped running on the field when he's not supposed to.
Correct.
So what is going to stop said drunken fool from
ziplining
in the middle of an inning?
Oh, it's so good, man.
I feel like there's going to be some sort of minders there who put the safety harnesses on and don't let you go during the inning.
We
just made this up. There's no zip line coming to Petco Park.
I wish
as far as I know.
As far as
we know. They put a golf course in there, so... You really don't know what's coming next to Petco Park.
The Deftones play there. It's wild.
Like, Eric Ruppner, all of our guests appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
So that was interesting, too, because now with my Cox, I can stream on Contour. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. I didn't laugh. Did I laugh?
You're sniggling right now. What are you laughing about?
I didn't laugh at anything.
So, yeah. Because I have Cox, and then with Cox, you can do Contour is the app I need to download now.
I'm not laughing.
Sounds like you're laughing.
I'm not laughing. You're laughing.
Juvenile.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by SC Johnson Off Clean Feel. So I can accessorize with studs and not with mosquitoes. I can wear my classic white crop and black pants.
This is not real. This is real.
And know that I've covered with
your
8 hours
white crop
of not sticky fragrance-free protection. Get your pre-party protection on with Off Clean Feel from SC Johnson.
Read the first part again. What about studs?
I can accessorize with studs
and not with
mosquitoes.
Just save him.
I can wear my classic white crop and black panel jeans.
What does that even mean?
I feel that's more of a female host read, possibly, like a crop top and a... black panel jeans. I don't know.
It's for bug spray. With studs.
It's a bug spray ad.
What are they talking about?
We've got the Italian Paul Reiler report from Frank coming up. Final hour next on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.